The move comes after years of talk surrounding homosexuals taking a place at the pulpit. John Brooks is a spokesman with the ELCA out of Chicago.
We've had many opportunities for people to have input, to have discussion, to offer their opinions, their understandings of Scripture. And so when we met last week to make decisions on this, it came with a lot of conversation already having taken place.
That hadn't prepared some for the decision made Friday. Timothy Duesenberg is a pastor with Christ the King Lutheran Church in the village of Holman. Duesenberg says he's saddened and deeply troubled by the ELCA's choice.
The teaching of chastity that's been common to Christianity and it's shared with Judaism and even with Islam, I think has always from the beginning been countercultural and counterintuitive. And I just think we're caving into cultural norms.
However, Mark Solist doesn't feel that way. He's a senior pastor with La Crosse's English Lutheran Church.
This touches a lot of lives, a lot of families. The church has not been as inviting a place for gays and lesbians. And I'm hoping that they, because of this, feel that the church is more welcoming and inclusive.
Solis says some churches may leave the ELCA, but he says congregations may also grow. Congregations retain the right to choose whether they will take on homosexual clergy. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.